Oh no. This has got no pus, no blood, man. This is all natural ice cream. You gotta try this.
Oh, you
You gotta
gotta taste
taste
and
ice
see.
cream.
Open source vegan dot com. Recently, I had the opportunity of talking with a mother who is raising her baby vegan via Skype. Let's listen to that conversation. Michelle Blackwood, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Are you vegan?
Yes, I am vegan. It's going almost 12 years since I'm vegan.
Wow. What made you decide to eat a totally plant-based diet?
As I was studying and reading on health, because my background, I'm a registered nurse, I realized, and even with my work environment, I realized that people weren't getting better by taking drug medication. And I really was curious that there had to be a better way. And as I studied, I realized that there was a better way. And we are what we eat. I realized that putting drugs and medication in the body does not really heal the body. It actually complicates the system more and put more toxins in the body. And I realized more and more that we need to eat a healthy diet. We need to take good care of our bodies. And it was a natural process. It was basically, I became obedient. I decided that I want to be healthy. I want to have a clear mind and I want to help others. And so I really enjoy helping others with this lifestyle.
I've had the privilege of working with you as well in cooking classes, and we'll get to hear a clip a little later.
We had a wonderful time cooking and doing demonstrations at the local library and sharing with others at the hotels. We had some beautiful experience.
Now, what is your son's name?
My son is David.
How long has he been a vegan?
Well, from in the womb, I must say. Because whatever I ate, that's what he had.
And he's 1 year old now?
Yes, he is.
And are you concerned about him not getting enough nutrients?
With the way God made man and with eating a plant-based diet, it has all the nutrients that the body requires, and it's easier for the body to process than a meat-based diet. So I am not even one bit concerned, because what we see in the product of David is clear enough proof he's a strong, healthy baby.
When I've actually seen David, I wonder if I can keep up with him. He has a lot of energy.
He does. Yes, he does. He actually runs, and he runs strong. He's a strong runner, has a lot of energy, and he doesn't get sick. And his diet is mainly plant-based. He enjoys fruits and vegetables, and he loves avocado.
You're telling me that a one-year-old baby can actually eat a plant-based diet and not be sad or anything like that?
Sure. Yesterday, a stranger handed him an Oreo, and he stared at it like it was a foreign object. I said to the person, thank you, but he doesn't eat Oreo. And she said, no wonder why he stared at it like it was something totally odd.
What advice would you give to mothers or mothers-to-be that want their babies to switch to a vegan diet?
Work with your child, because as a mother, we are responsible for the health of our families. And we need to, as mother, be more empowered in reading. And taking care of your health is also taking care of your family's health. Don't listen to everything you say. Not because everybody's doing it means it's right. We need to study for ourselves and see what is the best for our families. And we need to implement whole foods in our diet, things that are simple but that are more whole, so eating more fruits and vegetables. I'm not saying to go cold turkey, but you could start by implementing, instead of doing canned and bottled foods, implement, buy the food fresh, and make it yourself.
Well, thanks again, Michelle, for joining us on this program.
You are welcome. My pleasure.
As we end this broadcast, you'll get to hear a firsthand account of a person's experience with her food at one of her cooking classes. As always, please check out opensourcevegan.com for more information for your physical, mental, and spiritual health.
I think it's spectacular. It's so flavorful. The potatoes are incredible. These tofu eggs are wonderful. I mean, I can't wait to cook it at home.
Open Source Vegan.